This is a show from DJ Roomba, slightly delayed due to the labyrinth of wires present here in WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. We have a show tonight. This is my time when I do my show. I have to spend 1 second getting the aux in. And yeah, here we go. Neil. This is Shock Me Like an Electric Neil featuring me, your host, DJ Roomba. You can visit us online at wjrh.org or give us a phone call, maybe, who knows, later in the show at 610-330-5316. I will repeat that when it is an appropriate time to give a call. Tonight, it is a show called Themeless in Easton. I have not done a theme in a long time. As I was making this show, I felt guilty about the fact that I had not done a theme in a while, and yet here we are without a theme. So, in any series of events, we're going to start off with a track from the great Foxygen album of 2013 called We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. You may know this one. I've played Shuggy, I believe, at another point, and San Francisco, both classics from Foxygen, who are coming out with an album later this year. That was announced in an official post on the Foxygen Facebook page a few weeks ago, and it was just like a long rant. I don't think whoever made it was in the clearest state of mind. It was very hard to follow, but the long and the short of it was that there will be a new Foxygen album this year, and I'm looking forward to hearing it. But let's reminisce on some great Foxygen days with their track No Destruction.
You don't need me anymore. You politely say I'm
there, we had No Destruction from Foxygen, from the 2013 album We Are the 21st Century Ambassadors of Peace and Magic. Now, moving 15 years back from there to 1998, where you have a track from Beck and his album Mutations, which was the less commercially successful follow-up to his classic from 1990-something, Odalai, but still has some great tracks like Tropicalia, which I've played before, as well as, I mean, a couple other ones that I'm just blanking on. In any case, this one is called Lazy Flies, and I hope that you enjoy it.
Lazy flies are hovering above. The magistrate, he puts on his gloves and he looks to the clouds, all pink and disheveled. There must be some blueprint, some creed of the devil inscribed in our minds. A hideous game vanishes in thin air. The vanity of slaves. Who wants to be there to sweep the debris? To harness dead horses, to ride in the sun. A life of confessions written in the dust. Out in the mangroves, the minor birds cry. In the shadows of sulfur, the trawlers drift by. They're chewing dried meat in a house of disrepute. The dust of opiates and syphilis patients on brochure vacations. Here has a glare that traps you like searchlights. Irritant stare. Their souls are fluorescent. The skin of a robot vibrates with pleasure. Matrons and gigolos carouse in the parlor. The hand grenades embedded in blind.
There we had Lazy Flies from Beck, which, you know, after a little bit of research, you know how it is, I actually found that it's a commentary on colonialism. Now, looky here, me and my international affairsy-ness. Let's see how many listeners I lose with this one. It talks about, you know, themes of decay, pious detachment, hedonism, talking about carousing in the parlor, the magistrate putting on his gloves, European colonialism, corruption of morals and litter, and you know, it's just go to songmeanings.com and look up Lazy Flies. It's there. People have some really, really developed thoughts about this, you know, unusual track. People say it's underrated. That's the kind of thing I bring to you every week here on Shock Me Like an Electric Neil. Now, to hopefully bring everybody back to, you know, enjoying the music, I got a crowd pleaser coming up. I got a track from Outkast from their incredible double album from 2003, Speaker Box, The Love Below. This is a track from the Andre 3000 side. It's a track I've played before. Well, I've played a cover of it before by Drom, but now we're going to be listening to the original from the incredible Andre 3000 with Outkast, Prototype.
Let's go to the movies. Yeah. wanna say, I think I wanna say thank you. Thank you. Smelly much.
Prototype, Outcast, 2003. Here we go, back to song meanings. This is my secret's out. People say, this song is way too good for nobody to comment on it. Come on, people, that beat is smooth. That's S-M-O-O-V-E, as fresh butter. It's also very obvious what it's about. No comment on that. It's a little bit of hypocrisy there, asking for a comment, but then saying no comment. Interesting stuff. Yeah, people say, oh, I know what it's about too. Okay, thanks. Yeah, and then people are complaining that Andre 3000 isn't rapping anymore. Oh, that was a comment from 2006. If only they knew what little he's been up to since then. In any case, yeah, everybody knows who... Oh, let's do a listener check. I am saying about maybe six. No, that's a little cocky now. I want to say, four. Yeah, let's say four. Five. Okay. All right. Thank you. Good. So, maybe some of you know that I've been enjoying the new Jerry Paper album. This one is called A Moment from the new Jerry Paper album, Like a Baby. And I hope you like it.
Swap me. Can't help but feel that
Jerry Paper says, I heard that living is jazz. You can play it how you like. That's somewhat true. Kind of staying within the chords and the scales that work with those chords. And then there's Bills. No. That was a track from Like a Baby from Jerry Paper, a man who did not like electronic music, so he made his own so that he could like electronic music. Interesting. Now, next up, we have a track called Sweeter, Sweeter, from Leatherette. It's Leatherette. And I'm going to be taking a page out of the Geordie and the Funky Bunch playbook by checking out their About page on Spotify, see if there's any information there. And look at that, Geordie. There's a whole bio. It's a Wolverhampton, England-based production duo, influenced by J Dilla, Daft Punk. You know, they're doing mixes, you know, up there in Northern England. Here is their track, Sweeter, from their third EP titled EP3 from 2017. Thank you. Leatherette with Sweeter, the Wolverhampton group, influenced by French house and hip-hop in equal amounts, I would say. I hope you enjoyed that one. Next up, we're going to be bringing it back to much, much earlier, perhaps connecting with my Yonkers audience a little bit more, with a track from Sly and the Family Stone from the album Ain't But the One Way from 1983. This one is Ha Ha Hee Hee. That's actually the name, and it's a good track, and that I hope you enjoy. Here we go.
Imagine you see the grass in the park. Ha ha, hee hee, wah wah. Down my number. Down my number. And don't call waking me up at 5 a.m. I like my dreaming. Send me a dime. Get well.
Ha Ha Hee Hee from the 1983 album Ain't But the One Way. Wikipedia article says it is the 10th and final album by Sly and the Family Stone. Began its existence as a collaborative project between Sly Stone and George Clinton, who, of course, is known for his work with Parliament Funkadelic. It was going to be a sequel to Stone's appearance on the 1981 Funkadelic album, The Electric Spanking of War Babies, which is just a very classically George Clinton-type album. He just released an album last year. If I'm just going to look up the name real quick, it is something really, really quite out there. I'm looking at he and Parliament P-Funk are going to be given Grammy Lifetime Achievement Awards this year. Good for him. Yes, he released an album in last March called Medicaid Fraud Dog. That dog was with two G's. So George Clinton has been and always will be weird. in any case, back to the description of Ain't But the One Way. While working on Ain't But the One Way, Clinton and Funkadelic quarreled with and eventually left Warner Brothers Record, and Sly Stone went into self-seclusion and could not be found. Producer Stuart Levine was assigned to take control of the project and do what he could to complete an album. And then it was released in 1982, which is not what the Spotify says, underperformed and marked the end of Sly Stone's career with Warner Brothers Records. He did not release another album until 2011. So, anyway. Next up, we have a track from Billie Holiday from the year, 1956. You know I like to bring it back. This one is called I'll Look Around. There we had I'll Look Around from Billie Holiday from 1956. It's going to be up there, one of the older songs I've played on the show. But you know, I like to bring the variety, and I hope that my listeners enjoyed that one. a little bit of a change of pace. Next up, for a definite change of pace, we have a track that came out last year, I forget exactly when, but Disclosure released four tracks of kind of the same, you know, like sampling techniques and like idea. I played one last week called Where Angels Fear to Tread, and this one is another track, similar-ish, from Disclosure called Funky Sensation, and I hope you like it. That one was called Funky Sensation by Disclosure featuring, excuse me, Gwen McRae. Next up is a track about how I feel about Beto O'Rourke.
Yeah.
That was Run Baby Run by Toro y Moi off the incredible, one of the best albums of all time, What For, from 2015. I know at least one person who agrees with me on that down at Clemson. Thank you, Chris, for also believing that that is a good album, despite everyone else not thinking the same way. Next up, we have a track from The Kinks from their 1968 album that's wonderfully named The Village Green Preservation Society. This song came to my attention because people have claimed that Mac DeMarco's song Salad Days, its hook, lifts part of the melody of this song. They do sound very similar. We will listen to this track, then we'll get a little bit of we'll listen to a little bit of Salad Days to see if you guys can hear the similarities. But for now, I hope you enjoy the song Picture Book by The Kinks. Picture Book, The Kinks. Now, excuse me. Now we gotta. I don't know what that was about. Oh, okay. Yes, we're gonna listen to Salad Days real quick to see if people can agree with me and hear the similarity. So, here in Picture Book, if I can get. There we go. Right around here. So especially that, you know, that backing track of, I mean, my voice could go that high, but I'm trying to run a professional show around these parts. So I will go to the chorus of Salad Days, or I'll attempt to, right? I mean, you can kind of hear it already. Well, wait. Here we go. Now, to be fair, we're talking about two excellent songs right here. Probably one of Mac's best songs, and then it's a good song by The Kinks as well. But I don't know. That similarity is pretty hard to deny. So, I don't know. Reach out to me. Let me know what you think. Now. we're going to have to close out the show, unfortunately. My time is possibly approaching its end now. We're going to do one more track for those of you who maybe played FIFA 12 back in the day. It's a song that was featured on its soundtrack. It's the song Machu Picchu by The Strokes from their very underrated 2011 album, Angles. I hope you enjoy it. Angles. The is the album. Machu Picchu is the song. The Strokes is the artist. That was ad lib there. Can you tell that? Can you hear my? Can you also hear my chair squeaking? Only the most professional material here at WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio. Reminder for you listeners out there that you are in fact listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is, and continues to be, DJ Roomba, the host of Shock Me Like an Electric Neal. You can visit us online at wjrh.org. Now, listen, I got 4 minutes left, and I don't know what to do. Excuse me, I got a bit of the... I don't know what my respiratory system is doing right now. and I've played all my recent music. Maybe, you know, we'll do a classic ending. We'll play The End by the Beatles, and then I'll send you off for the week. All right? How does that sound? Let's see. No, not The End by Travis Scott. The End, The Beatles. Is this... Wait, did they take this off? No, they wouldn't dare. Yeah, there it is. Unbelievable. Spotify search letting me know. But here's The End from Abbey Road from The Beatles. I want to thank all four of my hardcore listeners for tuning in to this particular episode of Shock Me Like an Electric Needle. I hope that you found it educational, enjoyable, and a valuable way to spend your time. This has been DJ Roomba, and I will be back next week in the month of March to bring you more tunes, more education, and if things break just the right way, maybe even a good time. I'll speak to you then. Bye now. Loved you. You know they-